Now connecting to the Webcomic Beacon Extended Play.
Hello and welcome to episode we don't know yet. This is the Webcomic Beacon, webcomicbeacon.com. This is an EP episode, shorter than usual, and pre-recorded here. And this week we're going to be, this episode we're going to be talking about something called Keen Lace. And I have somebody who is presently in charge of Keen Lace, and we'll be going into a little bit of the history of that. But right now with me I have Vinny D. Is that right?
That's right.
And, of course, we're talking about Keen Lace, and it is presently at keenlace.stylo.com. Now, is there going to be a new URL for this coming up?
Actually, we just moved last week. You can now get there forever, hopefully, at keenlace.com.
Surprised that wasn't already taken, then. But, just goes to show you, not every single combination under the sun is going to be taken. Now, Keen Lace is something that's been going on for, it looks like it started in about 2001, is that right?
Right, this is its 10th anniversary.
Excellent. Well, tell us about, in general, what is Keen Lace?
Well, it's a little hard to describe, but it's a yearly event where webcomic artists just cut loose, have a little fun, and draw their characters in, I guess what you could describe as nightwear. Skimpy pajamas, lingerie, nothing but a smile. I wouldn't call it a porn website. No, we cut short before we would call it pornography, of course. Fan service, I think, is what it is.
Fan service, That's a nice way of putting it. And now this, of course, since, you know, being called Keen Lace, this is probably a spinoff, or at least originated on Keen Space, which is now Comic Genesis.
That's right. It started out in the Keen Space community back in 2001. In fact, the original URL was keenlace.keenspace.com. It's moved a few times since then. And it's not really restricted to that community anymore.
When was how many years has since when did it start branching out beyond the Keen Space Comic Genesis community?
I think it's always been open to any webcomic artist who wanted to participate, but I believe it was the previous manager who really made an effort to reach out to other members of the webcomic community.
All right. Tell me a little bit about, like, the management side of it. Like, who came up with it, and how has it changed hands or progressed since the beginning?
Well, there's been three managers, including myself. Actually, I don't have much information on the original founders. Unfortunately, when the previous manager took over, he didn't really keep a record of who he took it from.
Okay.
And let's see, with a quick look here, Keen Lace, under its original management, lasted from 2001 to 2003, and then unfortunately lapsed. And in 2006, the previous manager, under the name DJ Mayhem, took over. And he managed to keep it going until 2008. 2007 was when I began participating, sending my own art. And unfortunately, it again fell off the web in 2009 and lapsed. And last year, I took interest and asked if it would ever be coming back. After a bit of searching, I managed to get in touch with the previous owner, who could no longer find his password, but did give me permission to take over. Unable to contact the admins, who were much too busy at the time, I opted to mirror the entire thing to a different server And that's where it started under me last year. So this is my second year running the website.
Okay. Do you have any idea why it lapsed for 2004 and 2005?
Well, people are people and real life takes over. Sometimes people get busy or may just become apathetic over their new project.
Hmm.
I really can't decide what makes people come to that, but you can't expect people to live their lives on the web after all. Maybe someday it'll come time for me to pass the torch, and that's why I made preparations like getting a URL so it wouldn't have to change address every time. I can just, along with handing along permission to run the website, also hand over the domain.
Okay. Cool. Was that probably the same reason for 2009 as well?
I would think so.
Okay.
He wasn't much a member of the webcomic community at that point. DJ Mayhem has moved on to his own projects. I still follow him on Twitter. In fact, you can find him at that name, DJ Mayhem, if you want to check out what he's up to now.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Is there let's see here. We have it's the 10th anniversary, despite not having ten actual total years of participation. Since the beginning until now, do you think is the participation maybe back to where it was, or is it a little bit lacking? Like, give us kind of a clue in on what the participation has kind of been like over the years, I guess, including the lapses.
I would say the original few years were probably the very busiest. Under DJ Mayhem, there was a good deal of participation, and when I took over, there was, again, a good bit of enthusiasm, but I would say there's probably fewer people involved this year than there were the previous year. Part of that is me myself being too busy to do more promoting like I should have, and maybe not dropping enough warning, but there's always next year.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully people who are listening to this, yes, it will be back next year.
Well, I'm not sure if I had heard of Keen. No, I'm pretty sure I've heard of Keen Lace before, but I'm pretty sure I had not participated or known anyone that directly participated in it, unless Ardra did 1 year. I'd have to look up the archives. I totally forgot, but then I might be confusing it with the Mister or It or Thing Comic Genesis contest, since it's, I'm not sure how similar it is, but that's also something that had, of course, originated on the Keen Spot Comic Genesis forums. I was wondering if you knew if Keen Lace was any sort of direct relation to the Mr. Thing Comic Genesis pageant.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with the pageant, but we're not directly associated. That's more of a forum-based event, although I guess the idea is similar, just for artists to have fun drawing their characters in ways they wouldn't typically draw them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not even sure when the pageant got started, like if Keen Lace became an alternate answer for people that want to do a little bit more risque stuff or not. I'm not sure if it was in direct correlation, I should say, of either one was in direct correlation of each other as far as, if at all. But, as you said, it might be kind of hard to figure that out from 2001 and whoever was originally in charge.
Right. The forums have gone through a few resets, so
Yes.
The original records probably aren't there anymore, unfortunately.
Right. Okay, so we have this Keen Lace sort of event. Now, is it a contest? Is there a sort of contest, or is it just have at it?
It's open to everyone. We don't really have a competition going on, and anyone who wants to participate is welcome to participate.
So
I think that's the real difference between Keenlace and the pageant, is that Keenlace isn't a competition. It's for everyone.
Oh, okay. So there's no voting or anything. It's just, hey, nope. This updated this week.
That's right. Oh. If you can get the art in the deadline, I will do everything I can to get it to show up.
I guess a little
and
bit.
That's why it's a great promotion tool too.
I suppose, yeah, like kind of like a fashion show. I mean, you don't really vote at a fashion show, I don't think. I mean, if there is clothing to show off or not, I mean, that's up to the individual creators, of course. Naked fashion show. So of course, with that in mind, what are the sort of rules and guidelines that people should expect if they want to participate or even view, so they'd be forewarned on here?
Well, it's very clear Keenlace is not safe for work or family or anywhere but your own private living space. But the main thing is, of course, get it in on time. We usually start taking submissions in February, but I announce it usually a month ahead of time. Perhaps I should announce it 2 months ahead of time to give people who want to put a little more detail into their work or are quite busy to get their work ready. And I usually take submissions until the end of February or March if I'm getting a lot of submissions. I took a few late this year because, well, the people were just more enthusiastic. If you want to know, the one stricter rule is, I would say, don't make outright porn. I mean, we're not a hentai site. We do sexy things, but it doesn't have to be sexy. You can aim for just cute or go for the comedy. Mm-hmm. Naked people are funny.
So I'm going to have to approach this, so maybe like from if you're going to be doing something, because the one I found on here most recently has a naked couple kissing, and no lower bits are shown, I should say. So whether or not we're staving just before softcore porn, if at all, I would assume penetration would be clear out, and exposing a masturbation of sort of bits like that would be clear outside of the guidelines.
Right.
Just trying to clarify.
Let's see. There's plenty of that on the web already. We like to inhabit more of a middle ground.
Right. And, of course, it also depends on where you're hosted, because likely you're not going to find a place that you'd be, like, getting in trouble with your host and then more trouble.
Yeah, currently we're independently hosted with some pay-for space.
Right.
So we can post most anything we want. It's just kept to what I really think is most tasteful for the community.
Okay. Let's see here. So how many participants this year have you had?
This year? Let's see. I would say probably about 5, including myself, but most of them have sent in multiple submissions. So not as many participants as last year, but I would say, if anything, they're a bit more enthusiastic about it.
Okay. Is there a limit for... I mean, could a single person submit 20 if they so choose? I mean, is there a limit on submission amount?
Right now, no. If I got enough participants, I would probably cut it off at something like 5 submissions.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I guess that answered my other question. If anyone's listening to this recording, the recording is recorded in 2011. So of course, do you usually stagger? I think I noticed that you started showing the submissions before the submission deadline was up, and then each week, even after the deadline closes, you still will show. Is that typically how it works each year?
That's right. Officially, we started on February 14th when I start posting, but the submissions remain open until the end of the month. So, yeah, I guess you could call that a bit of a preview. Start showing the earliest submissions then. As for the posting schedule, the previous manager used what he called waves, where he posted several new images at the same time, usually about once a week when he could manage it. Okay. I've got much more of a structured schedule where I post in weeks and post a new picture. Well, this week I'm doing it every other day.
Okay.
If I had enough submissions, I would probably post every single day, maybe next year.
Yeah.
And I also like to show the latest submission on the front page to give the artist a little more visibility.
Okay. Well, hopefully next year, things, especially when you got like an easy-to-remember URL, they'll know where to go now. Since it's like you said, the Comic Genesis site doesn't have the password anymore, so that's pretty much, I guess, stagnant now and might be, you know, you can't clearly carry people off from that because you can't access it. So, but of course, you got, hopefully the Webcomic Beacon bump will help a little bit. Hopefully some of our listeners will decide to participate next year. Of course, you have a whole year to do. An answer to Valentine's Day, I suppose, since you said February 14th, I'm going to guess that was a partially intended date selection.
You might call it that.
Okay.
Or our own answer to Singles Awareness Day.
Ah, gotcha. My answer to Singles Awareness Day, or at least February 15th, the biggest breakup day of the year, was I accepted to draw people's characters heartbroken as sketches. And I think I'll do that for people next year, too. but that's sort of like anti-culture, maybe. But yours is a lot sexier than my idea, of course. Let's see here. I think that's... Is there anything that I might be missing when as far as what we've been discussing so far that we should mention?
I think you covered all the bases.
All right, let's see here. You said you had about 5 participants this year, and I'm going to definitely bet that you'll get more next year, because I'll look into seeing if I can try my hand at some of that sort of stuff next year. So I'm pretty sure people from this year will be looking to next year, and I know some other people that would be interested in as well. So yeah, I think I do remember this. That I think it was during like there was a break or something like that I didn't hear about it or something like that. But so hopefully it's back for good, as long as it can possibly go, and as you said, it will be here next year. So I suggest people check out keenlace.com for not only the current submissions, but of course the past submissions are archived there. And of course, stay tuned for 2012 when February rolls around once again. Vinny, I do want to thank you very much for taking some time and joining me on the show.
And thank you.
No problem. And do you have your own Not Keen Lace site that for other stuff that you particularly work on?
Oh, right. Yes. I also have my own webcomic, Anti-Bunny, which you can find at antibunny.com, which is, I'm going to say, not for everyone. It's a safe-for-work webcomic, of course, but most people find it a few degrees too weird. I also have my much more tame... other webcomic, Scribbook, the Book of Scribbles. That's Scrib as in scribble, Book as in book, 1B between them, .comicgenesis.com, which is just the randomness off the top of my head.
Well, alrighty. I thank you, Vinny, for being on the show. And everyone, you've been listening to the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com. I'm, of course, Fess from TooManyThingsToList.com. And we'll hopefully see you next week.
Tune in for more at webcomicbeacon.com.